KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Atlantic Trojans found a way to pull out a win 7-0 over the Clarinda Cardinals last night in Glenwood in a wild game that included 10 total turnovers. The Trojans were able to make just enough plays to grab their third straight win. The two teams traded blows in the first half, and both teams squandered scoring opportunities to leave the game scoreless at the break. The game remained scoreless through three quarters, and the Trojans finally hit pay dirt on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Grant Sturm thought he broke the scoreboard on the second play of the fourth when Clarinda punted the ball away. Sturm returned the kick 43 yards for a touchdown, but the play was called back, and the roughing the kicker call gave Clarinda a first down. Sturm got the ball right back for Atlantic, picking off Wyatt Schmidt on the next play to give the Trojans the ball at the 36-yard line. The Trojans then drove down the field and grabs the lone score of the game with a 14-yard touchdown pass from Caden Anderson to Corey Parrott with 7:36 remaining in the game. Lane Nelson added a point after attempt to complete the only score of the game. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott was proud of the effort his team gave all night.
Yeah, it was really unbelievable. Our kids just play with a ton of heart. You know, we're undersized, but they just keep going, and that was the case tonight. They just never gave up. You know, there wasn't a play. I don't think they took off. We gave up a couple big plays, but, you know, part of that was we just gave the quarterback too much time. And, you know, tonight I thought our defense, like I said, just unbelievable, you know, shutout.
The final three possessions of the game ended with a Grant Sturm interception. The final pick to seal the game came as time expired. Sturm finished the game with four interceptions. Ethan Sturm and Joe Weaver also tallied a pick each in the game. A big moment came in the second quarter as the Cardinals connected on an 83-yard bomb from Wyatt Schmidt to Michael Schull. Grant Sturm never gave up on that play and caught Schull at the 8-yard line. Two plays later, the Cardinals fumbled a handoff and the Trojans pounced on the loose ball. After the game, Coach McDermott said he has seen that fight from Sturm and the team all season.
Yeah, and that's something we show on the film, you know, just a ton of heart where it's really just effort. It's not that he runs a 4.4 40 or he's, you know, we know he's not 7 foot tall either. They tried to pick on him tonight and holy cow, he made them pay. But, you know, a lot of heart. They just have great effort and good things happen for them, and that's key.
Atlantic improves to 3-1 on the season and extended their win streak to three games. The Trojans are set to travel to Des Moines Christian next week. Clarinda falls to 1-3 on their season and will host Shenandoah in the Page County Super Bowl next week. Elsewhere in high school football action from around Western and Southwest Iowa, in Class 4A was Ankeny over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 68-0. In 3A play, Harlan blanked Denison Schleswig 35-0. Glenwood was a 21-14 winner over Creston Orion Maxburg, and Lewis Central beat Carroll 35-13. In 2A play, as we mentioned, Atlantic beat Clarinda 7-0. Green County was a 22-19 winner over Nottoway Valley in non-district play, and Shenandoah beat Red Oak 41-7. Class 1A, District 8, saw Adair Casey Guthrie Center, ACGC, over Kemper 35-0. Panorama downing Woodward Granger by a score of 10-0, and Van Meter was a 48-6 winner over West Central Valley. In District 9, Class 1A, was Otable Arthur BCIG over East Sac County, 55-7. Missouri Valley downing Maple Valley Antonoto and others, 36-8, and Underwood beat Trainer, 42-0. In Class A, District 8, Wayne of Corydon at Madrid, that game was canceled. District 9, AHSTW, was a 48-22 winner over Sydney. Riverside beat Tri-Center, 27-22. St. Albert downed Southwest Valley in Class A, 31-7, and it was West Monona over IKM Manning, 20-7. In non-district action, Woodbury Central beat Okoboji, 27-0. Eight-man play, Class 8, as they call it, in District 7. It was Cam over East Mills, 42-24. Lennox downing Bedford, 46-6. The Fremont Mills and East Union game was canceled. And the Stanton-Essex Vikings defeated Griswold by a score of 68-20. In District 8, it was Arweva falling to Glidden-Ralston, 48-34. Audubon downing Boyer Valley, 80-0. Coon Rapids-Bayard picked up a 44-8 win over West Harrison, and it was Woodbine downing Hardigan-Newcastle by a score of 50-8 in high school football action. Well, there's limited outdoor seating available for dining in the outfield featured in the iconic 1989 movie about baseball that was filmed near Dyersville.
And what better place to have a nice sit-down meal and a relaxing meal other than the Field of Dreams movie site?
That's site manager Roman Weinberg. Dinner on the Diamond is being offered this Friday through Sunday, as well as the last weekend of September and two weekends in October. There will be three separate seatings for dinners each evening at 5 p.m., 6:30, and 8 p.m.
This is just another way we're trying to draw people out and have a unique experience that has never been offered here before. It's events like this that keep us on the map.
The menu is Iowa-inspired, according to Weinberg, and it features one reimagined ballpark staple.
We have the Grand Slam hot dog, which is a bacon-wrapped hot dog with macaroni and cheese and barbecue sauce.
Reservations are required. An area near the Field of Dreams site had been tapped as the location of a Major League Baseball game this past summer, but as we all know, those plans were pushed back until 2021 due to, you guessed it, the pandemic. Taking a look at other sports news in the NBA, the LA Lakers finally figured out how to win a series opener, showcasing their deadly transition game. Anthony Davis and LeBron James each had a double-double as the Lakers humbled the Nuggets 126-114. Davis had 37 points and 10 rebounds, while James added 15 points and 12 assists. Los Angeles has dropped series openers to Portland and Houston before sweeping the next four each time. Denver is in familiar territory, having trailed 3-1 in each of their first two series before winning both. Friday's game marked the Nuggets' first Western Conference Finals game in 11 years. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the NBA's most valuable player for the second straight year after receiving 85 of 100 first-place votes in the balloting. The Bucks forward averaged 29.5 points, 13.6 rebounds, and 5.6 assists, despite ranking just 71st in minutes per game. The Greek Freak, as he's known, is the third player in the NBA history to be named MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in the same season, joining Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon. Lakers forward LeBron James received the other 15 first-place votes and has now finished among the top three in MVP voting 11 times in his career. Rockets guard James Harden finished his third, his fourth consecutive top three finish. Sports was brought to you this hour on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.